let's begin where we left off, and then I still want to circle back a little bit to fill in some issues about Re'iyah. Actually, just let me give you first a couple of Mar Makomos. Maybe I can get through them, some of them at least, tomorrow. Just 1 second. Let me find the right piece of paper here. Let me see. Just 1 second. If I can't find it all, just to do a little bit more on the issue of Davar going the Mamun Kamamun Dami. Second. Just 1 second. Did I give you the Taz originally to look at that in the end of Siman Taf Mem? Okay. So maybe, okay, you know what? I'll just 1 second. That I had it written out here. I do have it written out here. All right, I'll try to get it to you before, let's see how far we get right now first. Okay, just 1 second. Okay. Okay. So let's see how far we get to now before I even add. Okay. So we were discussing a little bit of the issues of Nachrishik Kivshaso and Kabbalah Sachrayas. Again, these are different subtopics, but I think the bigger point that we're trying to make is that there's a much larger question here. And that is whether Bal Yerub Bal Yimatzeh is contingent upon really formal, legal, broader definitions. And if so, what are those? Is it Bailos? Is it some sort of lower level than Bailos, let's say, Rishus? And of course, even then, the question of what happens, when there's a clash between Bailos and Rishus, like the Mafkid. And Nifkad, or in the context of Goy, etc. We'll have to sum all of that up. We've seen quite a bit of it, but we haven't definitely completed the task. So that's one issue. Or if it isn't Bailos and Rishus per se, then it's more about, again, having some sort of connection, Tziruf, being associated with, being connected with Chametz in some form or another. And sometimes that is hugely lachomra, meaning where there's no legal formal title, either in terms of rishus or bailus, but there is an association, and yet we're machmir. It can even also go in the other direction. Let's say there is, a legal relationship, formal relationship, but an insufficient, let's say, connection or personal tziruf. Or you've done whatever you could to distance yourself from this chametz, notwithstanding the formal legal connection that remains. And this is the issue that we're pursuing. Again, we did with Rabbi Yishmael. And again, that the question of, onus or misasik or more particularly, what it requires to violate ba'ira in terms of things like chametz. She'ini yadua, and or let's say, chametz shel akum or shel hekdesh. We'll get back to that in just a second. And now, of course, we're discussing it in terms of the question of the Hava Aminas in the Gemara. What about the Bateichem versus Gvulchem? And what about the Hava Amina of Tamun, as well as, of course, a situation where you have Kabbalah Sachrayas, whether it's Chemtza Shel Akum or Chemtza Shel Yisrael, how that fits in to the general din of Davar Garm L'mamun K'mamun Dami, as well as, depending on what level of Shmira you require, a level of Shmira and Achrayas more that betokens, it's where we're very. In other words, very machmir in that level, one that may even be token bailus, like She'ela, or something, you know, which is much more attenuated, like Shomer Chinam. And of course, Shomer Sachar is in between. I should also mention, because I don't know if we'll have a chance to talk about it so much, that of course, Shomer Sachar and Socher are a fascinating study in general, and even with regard to Chametz, because we paskin that Shomer Sachar and Socher have the same level of Achrayas, namely that of Geneva Vaveda, but conceptually, it's conceivable that that the basis for that Chiyuv Geneva Vaveda differs, and that Socher is conceptually closer to Shoel, in that you have Kinyane Tashmishim, whereas a Shomer Zachar is conceptually closer to Shomer Chinam, right? Where, you know, there's an Isra of, there's a Chiyuv Geneva or Gzela of Shlichos Yad, and it's all about just Shmira. So the relationship between Socher and Shomer Zachar itself is a fascinating question that is relevant, you know, anytime we're dealing with the level of Achrayas that a Shomer must have, but particularly in something like Bal Yiroah, where, you know, the questions clearly are about Bailos and Rishus and so on. So again, these are the questions. Dover HaGorim LeMamon in general, we still have to talk about that. And Dover HaGorim LeMamon, Lav Kamamon Dami plus Le Mate, you know, is going to be part of that mix as well. As we've already seen in the Balamor a little bit, I mentioned the Taz in the end of Simon Tuf Mem. Maybe we'll get to it today. If not, I'll have you look at it for tomorrow. The Rashash, maybe I'll discuss that in a couple of minutes. That same piece in the Rashash about Hekdesh and Kabbalah Zachariah in Hekdesh has something to say about that. So these are all issues. So the question of Re'iyah, the question of Gvulin, the question of Dover HaGorim and Lo'i Matze, the question of level of Achrayas, the question of Kabbalah Achrayas as opposed to Ones Achrayas, all these issues have to be dealt with independently because each one has its own dynamic, as we know. But again, the bigger, you know, context is, you know, whether Bal Yiroah Bal Yimatze, you know, has very rigorous standards, very loose standards. More important even than that, whether its standards are formalistic and broad, meaning broad related to the rest of the standards of halacha, or there's something very singular and unique, l'kula l'chumra, just to this context because of the nature of chametz. This is another example in the, you know, just noticed it the other day, that in the edition of, at least in my edition of the Tosfos Shantz, so there's a little footnote where he wants to connect the discussion of Goy Shekivshoso or Shetachas Yado with the question of Rabbi Shmuel. So I think that's a great, great example. In other words, Shnei Dvar Meinu Meshusa Shalom Asana Kosev Kil Meshusa was, you know, where this was particularly acute, both Lakula, you know, and Lachomra. And especially if we're not simply learning that the Chiddush HaTorah is to treat it as if it's Lagamri Shalcha, you know, but it in some level remains not Lagamri Shalcha. And instead, what we mean by it, Asana Kasav Kila Bishuso, is that you don't need that, or that you have a much more diluted definition of it. So then you can understand what he's trying to say. Meaning this already highlights this notion that Bal Yiroah, you know, this tendency to think that Bal Yiroah is not, you know, driven by or defined by, you know, the more objective categories and formal categories of the halacha. Just like, you know, it can be hanging by a thread and still work, lachumra. So too, Goisha Kivshaso, that's also hanging by that. Like, what is that? He's not, it's still not Bailos Shel Yisrael. And, you know, he's not Metzuva. He's still a Achirim, right? But maybe, you know, there's still enough, you know, connection and association. And in that respect, the different shitos, whether it's the Rambam's Gertoshev, we already discussed this, Rashi's Mamono Kimamoncha, this is hard to know what Rashi means. The Balamor's, again, comparing Kabbalah Zacharias with Kibshaso, and everything we discussed about it. But also, I think I didn't mention yet the Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that the issue of Kibshaso and Lo Kibshaso is the ability to impose your will upon him. In other words, Yachal, that, you know, Nachrisha Kibshaso, if you want to, you can force him to get rid of his chametz. Masha'enkein goish she'eno tachas yadcha. So who cares? I mean, what does that have to do with anything? That doesn't mean mamono is kemamoncha in a legal way. And unlike Gertosha for the Rambam, it doesn't mean that, you know, he's living, you know, as part of your society, maybe on the fringes of it or on the outer limit of it, but that's what a Gertosha is. But what it means is, you know, you have the ability here to negate, let's say, more chametz. Your choice in abstaining or refraining from doing that, you know, reflects upon you, like, you know, like you're a mekel in the presence of chametz, you know. So again, we don't pask in this way, but it's such a strange halabina. So that, again, all these things really highlight this broader idea. It's a much more amorphous idea. Therefore, it's at a certain point, you could say, well, certainly anything doesn't go. And again, we're finding it both Lakula and Lachumra, which I think is good, actually. But it makes it more confusing in terms of predicting it. But I think that the patterns are unmistakable. And I think that it really highlights in the bigger way, you know, the toxicity of chametz on Pesach. You know, you could even make the point that in some respects, you know, the achila is just a more, you know, instead of almost like turning things on their head. You know, we know that Rishonim who hold and Achronim who hold that Bayro Bayimatze is a siag la'achila. Right, but in a certain sense, as we've said all along, you know, it could be that achila is just like the more most acute way, you know, to violate, you know, Bayro Bayimatze. Because in the end of the day, Torah speaks more about, you know, not having chametz in Rishus, frankly, in Psukim, than it does about not eating it, I think. So, or practically the same. And in a way, you know, especially if we emphasize that, you know, Kol Shana, this is totally fine. So like, what is this? You know, it's the idea that it's what it stands for. It's what it embodies. It's the, you know, need to negate it. So of course, you know, the opposite of negating it is eating it. You know, that's, you know, that's not just looking at it, and it's not just having it in your rishus. It's not just abstaining from getting rid of it. It's the most acute form of anti-Bal Yirah, in a way. But it just puts, you know, kind of, as I say, it switches up everything. And of course, the idea of Rabbi Akiva bar Yaakov, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara later on, which is, if you're not obligated to get rid of this chametz, then you could even eat it, which is shocking. We don't pask in that way. But as we discussed, you know, if it's all about, you know, this is not chametz that you know, again, the maskana we understand is a kind of an achshavein, you know, whether it's technically into the legalities, once you eat it, you own it, you know, or, you know, just, you know, that's crazy. That's in luka, yachas and kesher and tziruf, you know, godel mizeh, and so on. But it isn't the neglect of getting rid of it. That part, at least, there isn't. Okay. And especially, of course, that is understandable even more so, the more you think that it isn't just the absence of a chiyuv tashbisu, right, and there or the presence of an Isar Bal Yirah Bayimatze, but maybe the reason that there's no Tashbisu and Bal Yirah Bayimatze in a particular case, if that's because of a hafka, right, that the imprimatur of, you know, chametz shel akum or chametz shel hekdesh or something like that, or chametz shel hefker, if that the Ramban had been right about that, right? Then the idea that there could be a havamina maybe in terms of achila makes more sense, because it isn't just, as I say, the achila is the sea with a sin, the apex of presence. It's also the fact that there's a hafka, not simply an absence. That's a different chametz. That's chemtzo shalakum. That's chemtzo shal hektesh, etc. Has a different chalos. So I think that's an interesting issue as well. And to tie that in, we discussed that Gemara. We talked about, the Racha Bar Yaakov, Chavtes, Rashi, Tosis, the Ravid, Rabbeinu David, etc. The different shitos, a little bit Maram Chalava, and when we were talking about whether the Ptur Akum here is a kind of Hafka, or it's simply the absence of Shalcha, that idea comes to surface. Actually, it's interesting to look at that whole sugya in general and to, compare other cases where you're Pater Balyro Baimate, beginning with Hektesh, of course. Would anybody say that, that Hektesh, would anybody say the equivalent of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov for Hektesh? Of course, you have another issue to think about there, and that is the problem of Me'ila, right? So that, could just preclude the whole discussion. But Me'ila aside, from a Isra Achilas Chametz point of view. Again, going back to the example that we talked about in terms of Chala and Trumasim Isras, Akum and Hektesh could be Pturim, and they could work differently. So in either direction. So what we say about Akum, is it true also for Hektesh? And what about for Hefker? Let's say according to the Ramban. Let's say if you thought that Hefker was Mufka as Exeris HaKos, not the Ramban. Ramban thought Hefker might be Chayiv. But if you say there's Exeris HaKos to Mafkia, Hefker, which the Ramban quotes, and the Ramban quotes from the Sifrei, I believe, or was it the Mechilta, one or the other. So that would be an interesting question. Surely you would never say Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, according to those Rishonim who think that you are not in violation of Bal Yiro Bal Yimatze, for Chemso She Yisrael Chaveiro, but the fact that it's also for him, of course means it's also for you. But if nobody can violate Bal Yiro Bal Yimatze on a certain kind of chametz, right, what about applying this havamin of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? Or could you, or should you, be mechalel? So these are all the issues that we have been, looking at, and discussing. The idea that, Akum might be Afka comes up in another context too, which we've touched on and we still have to examine more fully. And that is a little bit the Deos and the Rush in Siman Dalet. In what way, Benjamin?
They have a discussion of whether if you're mafkid, you are chametz to a Jew or to a guy, whether who has to do the bedika.
Right.
So he brings two deos, whether the mafkid or the nifkad.
Mm-hmm. What's the raya? What's the first day that he quote, the Rush quotes?
The first day it says that the nifkad is chayiv.
That the nifkad is chayiv, which is a more, from our point of view, the way we look at it, more than mechudash view, right? In Shulchan Aruch, they paskin that the mafkid is chayiv. The end of Siman Taf Mem. Except there's a girsa af, maybe both of them. This is the big debate, right? Whether the mafkid is chayiv, whether the nifkad is chayiv, whether both are chayiv or whether neither are chayiv. We have four shitas. Everything you would want. So the first shita is that the nifkad is chayiv. And what's the raya?
Because the it's not in the mafkid's rishus. So even though it's...
No, that's the explanation. Meaning what's koveya, the idea behind it is, even though you have a bailim, and when you have a clash between shalom and rishuso, that view apparently thinks that actually rishus is koveya for bailira, not bailis. Strange. And again, by the way, that itself, like Heichan Matzino, let me say something about that for a moment. Heichan Matzino, you know, that when it comes to a contest between Shiloh and Breshuso, that the Breshuso is more powerful. Right? I'll say Rabbi Yochanan even, in the case of Gzela, which is more, like, Zevezei Nichalim Gagdisha, Zelepishen Shiloh, Zelepishen Breshuso. It's pretty clear that, you know, they're not exactly equal, that both of them are chisaron, but typically, instinctively, and I think the evidence is that when you have a clash between rishus and bailos, right, the bailim are superior, just they may not be superior enough, right? So the very notion, the first day on the rush, which is that you have a clash between the mafkin and the nifkad, that the nifkad is chayiv, the pashtos, already. I mean, we could say, where do you get it from? You know, there's Shulcha, there's Beisecha, there's Gvulecha. Okay, in terms of the Psukim. But when you take a step back and think about it, maybe, may very well be, you know, that on the level of formalism, you know, being a Bailim is stronger than being a host. But on the level of practicality, you know, let's say Shema Yavo Lidei Achila. Like if you see there's a siag of Achila, then it makes sense that Rishus is Koveya. But even if you don't see it, again, I'm more, you know, reticent about that Shita, even though the Rishonim will say it. Many more Achronim believe that more Rishonim said it. I'm skeptical on that part. So, okay, that would definitely be, we talked about this when we talked about Masker and Socher. Right? What's the yichus of the socher? The masker, oh, that's even more because there's not even Kabbalah Sachrayas in that case. Okay. But I think also in terms of, you know, the more you look at it in terms of tziruf, like who could do something about this? Who is more associated or connected with it? You want to come up? No? Who is more connected and associated with it, you know, during this holiday? You know, I don't think it's definitive, but that's a good case to make. Anyway, very, very important shita, right? The shita, again, the shita that says you need both, okay? That could be either for formalism reasons, can't split it up, right? Or the shita that says that either is clearly, you know, telling us that you don't have to find one, right? Any association is not mutually exclusive, you don't have to pick one. Either one. And if you need both, that could go either way. But again, typically, the one that's stronger, maybe we need both. That could go either way. But definitely for Shus is Koveya, it's either because this is a Siag D'Oraisa or because it's about being connected and related to it. Okay. If Bailus is the key and that wins, I think that's the most Dover Pasha, frankly. Okay. Anyways, that's, even that, it's interesting the gyrations that they go through for it. Anyways, what's the raya for shita number one? That the nifkad is chayiv. That the nifkad is chayiv to the exclusion of the mafkin. Binyamin, what's the raya?
They bring proof from a mechilta.
What's that case?
So the mechilta brings two examples. So it says, Yatza chamso shel nachri. Rishus Yisrael, shehu bebeis alvini achu levaro, and yatzah chemso shel Yisrael rishus hanachri shehu shelo vini rishusa.
So that, and that's the one that really they care about. The second one, mainly, right?
Yeah.
So yatzah chemso shel Yisrael rishus achu. Okay, we'll see if everybody holds that way or not. But that's the raya for the mechilta. You see that Bailus B'li Rishus is not enough. Rishus is Koveya, or Rishus at least is Ma'akev. What's the assumption? Why am I bringing this up now? What's the assumption? That what we're saying, what are we trying to prove, and what are we trying to prove it from, Binyamin?
We're trying to prove who's chayv to do bior when Yisrael is mafkid chemso eitzel nachri.
No.
Or eitzel Yisrael chavira.
Ah, correct. So we're trying to prove Yisrael hamafkid eitzel Yisrael chavira. So there's a bailin, there's a shaloh. Reuven is shaloh. Right? He's the mafkid. And he hands it over to Shimon. Correct? And we're saying Shimon is chayav for Bal Yeroah, not Reuven. The haraya from the Mechilta that Yisrael, Shehifkid, Eitzel Nachri, is Patur. Correct?
Yeah.
So the assumption is that what is Nachri?
Nachri is just a different Rishus.
And Yisrael Nachri is the same absence thing. Of Rishus Yisrael. And then you can equate them. Right? But if you take the view that Nachri is a Hafka of some sort, right? That's like what I was saying before. Maybe that's Rabacha Bayak. You wouldn't say that by Yisrael. It could be other reasons too, but right, then it's not necessarily a raya at all. Correct? And some of the farsh of the rush and so on, they're troubled that the Rabbi Yona, right, who argues, doesn't address that raya. Correct? And some of the mafarshim say, oh, they come up with these very interesting, very elaborate terutzim. Maybe it depends on, the Taz says, oh, it depends on whether the Dabugur and the Mammon is Kamamun Dummy, we need it, you don't need it. All these very, as they say, extensive, ingenious explanations. Okay, the Rashash has one, the Taz has one, many of them have. But you just might say that Akum is a Hafka, exactly as we have been suggesting. And in a way, that's kind of what the assumption is, to begin with, right? Okay, so the that becomes an important issue. Okay, so let me just mention one of the things. So, and what about Hekdesh? Let's say you had Hekdesh. We treat that the same as Akum or not?
I don't recall seeing anyone, but I can see it being an open question.
Yeah, okay, good. So, correct. So let's go back to that Rashash just for a minute. I just want to, because he does weigh in on this other part of the problem. As I mentioned, the Rashash is of the opinion that even if you're Mekabel Achrayas on Hekdesh, you're still going to be Potter. Okay? Which again implies that there's a difference between the Ptur Hekdesh and the Ptur of Akum. He gets this a little bit from the Gemara. The Gemara is only interested in like Bedili Mine, things of that sort. So he tries to kind of locate this Chiddush in the Shaka Vitaria of our Gemara. You could have said, if you accept this Maskana, that shows that, you can't even redeem Hekdesh, right? Even Kukabalas Achrayas. So if anything, even if akum is only a, you know, absence of chiyuv, or maybe, you know, something like that, maybe hektish is mufka more, right? Just like we found in the world of challah. Although instinctively you might, and in some contexts, you might say the opposite, because again, who's more mufka from re'ehu, let's say, you know, okay. And for the world of chametz, you know, as well. Okay. But as Asher pointed out correctly, if somebody has a rashash open, the rashash himself gives a different explanation. Okay. What is the rashash's explanation? I think Asher mentioned it the other day. Eitan?
Yeah, kolecha diisa begaza derachmana isa.
Yeah, that kolecha diisa begaza derachmana isa, which means that in his view, you know, at least in if Yisrael has chemso shel akum and is mekabel achrayis, and it's birshuso, right? So basically, he has bailus of some sort, right? And it's also birshuso. But when it comes to kachim, kalechadisa begaza derachmana isa, the way he understands it, kalechadisa begaza derachmana isa means that it's always birshus hakdesh. This is also how he explains. Eitan, you have it open. This is how he explains the din of vegunav. Bibes ha'ish, v'lom bibes hakdesh. He says, "What do you mean? It's not bibes hakdesh. You stole it out of the house of the shomer. I'm not shomer of the achrayi. I mean the bailim. Bailim is makdish, let's say a behema, but it's still in his rishus, right? So and then somebody steals it. So we say begunav bibes ha'ish." Lomi Beis Hekdesh. Says the Rashash, why is it Beis Hekdesh? Right? You have it, Eitan?
Yeah.
That's...
I think so, yeah. That's... The Venue of Staiti, the Shal Gavo Ala Olam. I'm not sure what the Rosh Hatevos is.
Let me get it. I'll get it open. One second.
I have people of a Christ, so she does. So, Ein Hulin, we have a Kikibel Achrayas, Shalchamso, Shalgavoa, Versus Gavoa, Usmukhunza, Hagoni Pektish, me base Bailim, Potter. Beguna me base Aish, below me base Hektish. Haradaf Shaomi be base Bailim, Mikomakam Nikra base Hektish.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then what's very interesting is, that he goes on to, this is what the other thing I wanted to add, he goes on to point out that the Rishalmi, he points out two things. Number one, that the Shagas Aryeh disagrees with him, so you should just get that on the record, but he thinks he's wrong in the Ramban. Namely, it sounds like Shagas Aryeh thinks that Kabbalah Zacharias will work for Hektesh as well as for Akum, very important. But earlier, that he dismisses, he says, I think it's wrong. But earlier, he says, he points out that if you look at carefully at the Rishalmi, it sounds like the Rishalmi thinks that Kabbalah Zachari, that, you know, if you're Achrai on Hektish, that you'll violate for your Bayad by your Bay Matzeh. You have that part, Eitan?
Where is it?
Is he recalled to Shalmi?
Looking. I remember saying it. Yeah, Shuvar used to be Rishalmi Parak Kolsha Al Habiz Vizel Shano Im Tomer Tani Lo Yira Lacha Bahule Avo Atra Es. At Lagavoa, Bim Tomar Tani of Afil Lagavoa, Vahule, Tipotter, Vikachim, Shechai, Bacharios, and Kervishim, and Adkan.
Ah, so it sounds like if you hold like Rab Shimon, Kachim Shechayim Achriyusan, which is the parallel or equivalent of Kabbalah Sachrayas, that applies even to Kachim. So that's against the conclusion of the Rashash. Right? Mm-hmm. So here, that's why I wanted to bring this on the record. Here, another example. Here's where he weighs in on the relationship in the Gemara between the general din of Davar Garin L'Mamun K'Mamun Dami and the Gzeres HaKasuv, specifically in the context of Bali Rabbi Yimatze, right, that takes its place. Right? The Gemara is 2 days. First day of the Gemara was, you know, what are we going to do, you know, if we don't hold Davar Garin L'Mamun K'Mamun Dami? Right, says the Gemara, no big deal. There's Lo Yimatze. Correct? So we were discussing it. This is what we were discussing with regard to the Balamor and everybody else. Right? It's the same kind of issue as, you know, Asana Kasav Kila B'Rushuso. Structurally, phenomenologically. Meaning, in when it comes to Bayur Abay Matze, for whatever reason, you know, these cases, Bal Yira because of Yisrana in the Rabbi Shmuel Din, Kabbalah Sachrayas because of the Psak of Dover Gorim Lamamon Eno Kimamon in this case. So it doesn't qualify. It should be Pater. Hayichayv by Rabbi Matze. So the answer is, there are different ways to say it. One way, this one extreme, is to say that the Torah is mechadesh, that this is an except, or again, like the Gemara about Leimatze and Schirus Kanya, right? Same thing. All these are the same thing. Same parallel, same phenomena. In all cases, the normal rules, the objective rules, the universal rules, do not deliver a chiyuv. So what do you do? So in one extreme, what you could say is that kamash malan, the Torah is b'chadesh, as exeris akasu, for some other reason, hard to know, that in this particular context, because of exeris akasu, whether it's lo yimatze for schiras, lo yimatze for davar agorim, whether it's the phenomenon of Bayur Abay Matzeh itself, for Rabbi Shmuel, the Kamash Malan is that this is an exception. And here, you know, it's equal to, or it's Ke'ilu, we pask in this way. So that means that Lo Yimatzeh means here, Davar Garin L'Mamun is K'mamun Dami. And Rabbi Shmuel means here, you have Bailus on Isuriana. Right? And here, Schirus is Kanya. And if that's the case, then there is an absolute equation, identity, between the universal law and this particular application, because Gzeres HaKasuv, you know, basically neutralizes the normal psak and gives you the equivalent. It's an artificial or simulated equivalent, but at the end of the day, you are where you are. You now have the right, pretty much, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, saying it a little more on the extreme, but most, at least default, I would say, default, you have the right to plug in everything that goes with it. Whether it's in, and again, we've mentioned this in Rabbi Shmuel, for example, again, you know, what about other dinim? You know, let's say it's also Kilaya Karim, in addition to being, Chametz Pesach. And is it Asana Kasav Kila B'Rishuso, also Lagabe selling it in Dine Amaminus and Dine Geneva, right? Similarly, with regard to the Schirus Kanya of Lo Yimatze in our Sugya, is it only Lagabe by Rabbi Yimatze, or is it even Lagabe other things? Similarly, with regard to we pass in davar gar l'mamon lav k'mamon dami, but we're saying v'yimatze. So now we're saying legabe v'yira, it's davar gar l'mamon. So whatever level that achieves and that attains in other halachos, it'll achieve it and attain it here. That's the most extreme. The next level down, to moderate this just a little bit, would be legabe, yeah, but only legabe, right, this particular application. And not in dine, you know, hilchos mechira, mecha chomemkar, right? And not, you know, the kaddish asa'isha, you know, with the chametz, you know, after shas iser. Well, we know that anyway. I mean, even chite kur denaisa beforehand, but whatever, right? It's legabe this particular, but it's still legabe this halacha. We plug it in. So hu adin, davar gar l'mamon, and hu adin, legabe the schiras. But with regard to these things, we plug it in. So for example, in davar gar l'mamon, we're now going to say, so whatever davar gar l'mamon gives you, according to that mandamar, it gives you here too. So if that means that in kadshim, right, according to the mandamar davar gar l'mamon k'mamandami, we apply the din of you know kadshim shchai bach riusan makes you rehehu, according to that mandamar, right? Then it makes you Re'eyu, legabi ba'yir ba'yimatze. Meaning you would treat it as you would treat it according to that mandamar. However, if we go now all the way to the other extreme, right, the other extreme for all these is the rules are the rules. The universal principles continue to prevail, even in this context. Even as we are making some sort of an exception, that exception is within the rules. It doesn't even suspend the rules, not beyond itself, that's the other extreme, not even in the more moderate way, not even vis-a-vis or limited to this particular application. No, not at all. What we're really saying is that the criteria that you might have thought that we require, we don't require at all. We're working with a whole different way of measuring or gauging, you know, interaction, relationships, tziruf, connection. So what we're saying is, when it comes to Rabbi Shmuel, you know, there's no dine mamonis. You know, chenev tisra na gemura. But for Baal Yira, you don't need that. You weren't. Again, whether either the Ramban way or what I call the Ran way, either it's eino rotza b'kiyumar or it wasn't eino rotza b'kiyumo. Something like that. Right? Oh. So then you're not going to, you know, even worry about those other issues and questions. It's huge nafkaminas. The same thing with regard to the schirus kanya of the maskaravar gemar v'la yimatze. Right? We're not going to say that, you know, it's identical to yichud makom is not. Yichud makom is going to work based on lo yimatze, but it doesn't, because even though schirus is typically lo kanya, not because it's kanya here. As we're acknowledging that the makom, despite the schirus, it's sachur lo, but it's not koni lo. It's not even brishuso. I mean, of the non-Jew, whoever is miyached malko. You don't need to, right? To be motz, in this case, it's a kula. I mean, a kula to get you out of bayra, liyached malko. And with regard to davar gar l'mamon k'mamon dami, what we're saying is we're sticking to our guns. This is not davar gar l'mamon, which typically produces, let's say for the moment, if it does, bilus, right? Normally, it's re'eyu if it's davar gar l'mamon. Now, again, there's a question about davar gar l'mamon too, you know, and it's already implicit in our Gemara. I'll get to that in just a second. The two deos, right? We say davar gar l'mamon k'mamon. does that mean the Dovar Gorin the Mamot is equivalent to full Bailus? Or it's always, you know, a step below? After all, we always have to think about the other line in our Gemara. What's the other line in our Gemara that I'm talking about, Kyle? That gives us a little pause, always. Even if you hold over a Gorin the Mamot. Kyle?
We have Dover Gorin the Mamot Dami, we have Dover Gorin the Mamot Lav Gorin the Mamot Dami.
Okay, that the fact, that's a good point. The fact that there is another Manda Amar is already the puppet. You can always say, there, you know, it's a struggle, you know, it's a struggle of mutually exclusive proportions. You know, they're each going for the jugular. They're mutually exclusive. Yitzhak, Weiss. What else? A very critical. Our Gemara here in Pesachim is one of the most important Gemaras about Davar Gorin the Mamot Kamamot.
No,
because of the exception of Lo Yimatzei in the first day of the Gemara, but also because of the need to augment with Lo Yimatzei according to the second day of the Gemara, because of the perceived, let's say, flaw, namely Yitzhak.
The line of keys you hold there.
Yeah, just say it clearly, because it's a terrific line in the Gemara. It deserves to be trumpeted. Oh, that's according to the Mandamar, the Dover Gar in the moment is Kamamundami. Right? Yitzhak?
Right.
True? So I mean Dover Gar in the moment is Kamamun, it works. Meaning Kachim Shechayv Bachar Yusan is considered to be Re'eo, Yerchayv Kefel, the Zonah, all these dinim. Even though it might not be enough, I mean, it's a remarkable Gemara. There's two things that are remarkable. Both Deus and the Gemara are remarkable, right? First day of the Gemara is remarkable, but we're trying to figure out, you know, the tochen, the substance of its remarkability, the substance of its, you know, chiddush, right? Because we're saying we're expanding in something that normally doesn't work. You need less. According to the first day in the Gemara, this is what we have all over the place. You need less. We are machmir in Bal Yiroah. Lo Yimatzei. Even though, Dover Gorin the Mamot Lav Kamamadami. Now we're just trying to figure out what that means. Locally, it's, you know, it is, or vis-a-vis it, or the opposite. It's about relationship, and that's enough. Or maybe something in between, by the way. This I didn't mention yet, so in case, just to make sure I don't forget. Maybe the idea is that Dover Gorin the Mamot, this is actually going to be helpful for the next point. Dover Gorin the Mamot Kamamadami, right, is typically, according to this day in the first day in the Gemara, maybe it's typically Shalom, Bailus. And maybe Lo Yimatzei doesn't mean that it's full Bailus, not broadly, and not even for Bal Yiroah. 1A and 1B, but maybe it doesn't just mean that, you know, the kesher, the tziruf, the identification is enough either. 3. Maybe it means 2, which is that here, it's Bershuso. That's also Madrega. That's the Madrega that's good enough for Bal Yiroah. Huh? That's interesting. Now let's look at the second day in the Gemara. Second day, the Gemara is going from the 180-degree opposite perspective. What are we saying? We're saying when it comes to all sorts of issues in Shas, wherever you have Rabbi Shimon, right? Dover Gorin the Mamot Kamamadami is good enough. But when it comes to Chametz, we need more. The opposite. Now, what do you mean we need more? In other words, we are Makel. You're not going to violate Bayura Bayimatze with Dover Agor and the Mamma Kamamandami. That's built on two premises. Yitzhak. What are they?
I'm not sure what you mean.
If I say that despite the psak of davar garm l'mamon k'mamon dami. That's not enough. That's not adequate for bayir abayi matze. What are the two foundations of that position?
That you require an element of bialus, and that davar gorim is a step lower than that.
Excellent, exactly. That the level that you require a high formal level of bialus. Excellent. Right? That's a statement about bayirah, right? Again, it's always funny, you know, use of terminology. We're machmir, you know, it has very chomor standards. But, you know, if we're talking about getting up scot-free, so it's a kula, of course. If you don't want to violate bayirah, you know, we're always talking about, you know, we embrace the surim, so we're always trying to violate. But meaning we have very rigorous standards for Bal Yirah, the exact opposite of what the previous Gemara just said, right? And the Davar Agorim doesn't meet them. But it works. It works all over the place. Okay, maybe it's one way to say it is that it works as Rishus, but it doesn't work as Bailus. Or it works as junior bialus, but it doesn't work as exclusive bialus. Which dinim depend on what? But apparently bayirah requires something really rigorous. Now to explain why davar agorim, right, is less than full bialus, that's the line in the Gemara. Right? Because you're not keeping it. If nothing happens to it, it goes back. So you might have said, what would the first day say about that, or anybody who disagrees? Seth?
I'm not sure.
I mean, what's the artificial law here? The fact that davar agorim l'mamon is k'mamon dami? Or the fact that if nothing happens, the be'en returns intact. You could say it's misleading, which is misleading. Basically, the facts are clear. You're going to pay if something happens. That's a fact. It's also a fact that if nothing happens, you can't keep this object. By the way, the exact same dynamic, although it's a different din, plays out, right, in the next sugya. What am I talking about? In what halacha? We're not up to it yet, but just, you read the Shachar. Zach.
Behemoth Arnuna.
Excellent. Behemoth Arnuna. In what aspect of it? The Hebrew term.
I think, because I'm not sure the Hebrew term, it belongs to the Melech.
Oh, good. I'm saying, but what factor?
Misalek Lin Bezuze?
Say again?
Misalek Lin Bezuze?
Exactly. If I can buy you out or I can't buy you out, to what extent is that artificial? Or does that characterize who the real owner is? Is there like a built-in tanai that I can buy you out? Or the fact that I can buy you out isn't an extraneous condition. It's not like an addendum to the contract. It shows that I'm the real owner. So too, davar garm l'mamon k'mamon dami, right here, this is the issue. Right. On the one hand, if something happens, I pay. By the way, typically, the Rosh Hashanah is troubled by this too. We'll get that in a minute. Typically, that's even an anus. Right? Nebuch the behemoth gets struck by lightning. You pay. On the other hand, in the end of your you know, term or tenure, right? The bane goes back to the original or to the owner, goes to Kachim. So you can look at you. One way to look at Davar Gorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Dami, or something a shibud, something that's misalik mizut, it's all the same question. It's just that the resolution might be different because the ingredients are different. But it, structurally and conceptually, the question is the same. The question is, what is artificial, what is characteristic, is it more complicated than that? There are levels. Right? So this day of the Gemara, and we read of that factor, are we saying basically it's always by, but it's not Bailo's Gemura because there's also one. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like what we're saying is Davar Gorim L'Mamon is not Bailo's Shlema because the return of the Be'en militates against that conclusion. I wanted the first day in the Gemara thing. Maybe that it doesn't. That it's just an extraneous condition. How come it still works for so many things? The answer is, there you don't need exclusive ownership, or maybe it's always just a shear in Bailus. I'm sorry, in Rishus, and not in Bailus. Right? Or are we even going further in saying that the fact that you return the Be'en shows that really you're not Bailim, the relationship is purely financial. If I have to pay for something that connects me sufficiently for some of these dinim. Ironically, what we thought, what may be in fact, right, the first daya, direction for these other dinim. Hard to know where to draw the line. Okay. The intervention of Lo Yimatzei, we can either say, Schiras Kanya, Harei Rishuso, and Davar Gorim here is Kimamo. This is an exception. This is an exception because it's about yachas, tziruf, zehut, whatever you want to call it. That's the opposite direction. And then the middle position is, in either case, that maybe Lo Yimatzei tells us you do need an objective standard. It's not just completely amorphous, either Lakula Lachumra. But the standard is not Bailus. The standard is Rishus. And maybe the fact that it goes back as a Be'en, let's say the second day of the Gemara, proves that there's no Bailus, but doesn't prove that there's no Rishus. Right? Haray inyanze at least kimamodami. It's saying it's kibushus. So, anyways, it's taking a long time for this, but the Rashash. Okay, let's take a step back for a minute. The Rashash was bothered. The Rashash says, it seems to me from the Shakratari of the Gemara that there's a difference between Nachri and Hektesh. Kabbal Sachrat and Nachri. It's a Gemara, of course. that doesn't typically mean that it's not in the reshus of whoever's reshus it's in. Also, at least I'd get the cut. Okay, that's how the Rosh Hashanah, fascinating. Again, you could have said the same sheet for a different reason, as I said. Maybe it's more of Afka. Good. Now he comes up with the problem, Eitan. They have a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that according to Rabbi Shimon, Kachim Shechai Bach Yusuf, etc., there is Bal Yeroi. Correct? So what's his answer?
He says that's
creates the equivalent to Dover Agor and the Mamun Kamamun Dami. Because Lo Yimatzei is not telling you that in Chametz or vis-a-vis Bal Yiroya, we paskin Kimamun Dami. It's telling you, even though it's not Kimamun Dami, and it's on a lower level, it's still enough for Bal Yiroya. But that doesn't mean that it can't be chipped away at when you have neither bailus. What he's, I think he actually uses the language of bailus, right? For Gor and the Momo. What does it say for Rabbi Shimon, Eitan?
Let's
say, that's the interesting question now, right? So let's say you have bailus gemura, kedidei dami, but it's Birshus Acher. You still could have said, well, maybe it's just like the first day on the, in the rush. Right? But he said, no. You're going to be Mechalik. If you have Bailus Gemura, then Birshus Acher doesn't take away the Bal Yira. However, if you don't have Didei Dami, because we don't Paskin Dover Gore, all you have is the augment of Lo Yimatzei. Keep going, Eitan.
Yeah, Avala Rabbana, the Daf Gabe Chametz, Gali Lan Kra, Kedilael, Yish Lomar, the Enu Ela Kishihu Bebeso.
There it is. Because maybe, and now, I don't know if he, now I'm putting little words in the Rosh Hashanah's mouth, which maybe are not correct. It doesn't matter. You could take, you know, you could put this into the analysis if you want, right? Either what we're saying is that Lo Yimatzei is, you know, connectedness, throat of a QMO, something like that. Or we're saying that it attains the level, legal level of Rishus. Okay, but if it's Rishus, but it's Eino Rishus, so then that neutralizes it. If it's Shalom and it's Eino Rishus, so maybe a Chayiv. But if it's Rishus, of Eino Rishus, so then you're Potter. Correct? Eitan? Then I think he mentions that Shagasari in the end?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Uhima Shikasafti Lo Dok Hashagasari be Rish Simon Ayn Ches Shikasab Shitas Iter Varamban Dafagav de Rabbi Rahman Lavra Laira Achamit Shel Nachri Shogava.
He mentions the Shogava because it's like, you know, it's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. So I just wanted to, what I was saying about the Taz is a little bit complicated. The Taz weighs in on the rush. He quotes the rush, the day is in the rush.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Question on that. Rebbe was saying how it could be the line in the Gemara. Line in the Gemara of Kimamun Dami might still be lacking bailus, but isn't the emphasis in the Gemara clearly on a lack of on a rishus problem? Because it's saying that it's not considered in your rishus. It says la rishu saichukai. So it doesn't really.
Right, I'm saying what is the word? I mean, the problem here is that from the beginning, the psukim. First of all, the word rishus, all over shas. I mean, okay, we'll start earlier. the word, the problem is that the psukim that, you know, present the Isar Bali Rabbi Matze themselves are very mixed. Because you have Laka, right? And then you have Besecha, and then you have Gvulecha, etc. That already makes it complicated. And you can imagine how much havoc, you know, that caused in the whole Mafkid Nifgad, you know, issue to begin with. Secondly, in Torah Shebaal Peh, in the Halakha, and even in the language of the Gemara, like, I'll just give you one, I'll give you the example that's most relevant. Like, you know, again, Zelefi Sheinu Shalom, Zelefi Sheinu Bershuso. Right? Now, the din of Rabbi Yochanan is a tricky din. The Eino Bershuso, according to some, means Eino Bershuso. Of course, it never means physically, by the way. I mean, that's clear. We're not, I think we know that. Or it doesn't only mean physically. But there is a huge debate in Rabbi Yochanan whether Eino Bershuso is like a level, or it's something that diminishes from Shiloh. Right? And I'll just give you another example. When the Gemara speaks about Isuri Hanan in different places, sometimes it speaks about it as Eino Didei, and sometimes it speaks about it as Eino Bershuso. And that's where you get, you know, again, the wide range of views. Is Isuri Hanan a lack of bailos? Is it a lack of rishus? So the phrases, or davashalo baliolam, davashalo balirshuso, you know, shalcha, you know, birshuscha, these are very fluid, you know, phrases, both in Torah Shebichsav and in Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why this is, I think it's a good point, but that doesn't trouble me at all. Okay? Anyways, so the Taz, just very briefly, Taz is trying to navigate, you know, the rush. We still have to get back to the rush, for sure. He's troubled by why it is that that Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the second day quoted, you know, by the rush, right? Who's talking about that? Binyamin. Which is Rabbeinu Yonah?
Ben Yonah says that the mafkid is chayvin bi, or because of the gunav mi beis ha'ish.
Yeah. So what's the gunav mi beis ha'ish have to do with anything? Now, everybody's bothered by that. The Rush says, I don't understand Rabbeinu Yonah's reference. Correct, Binyamin?
Yeah.
The line? Lohavi nosi or something like that?
Yeah, velohi vanti rayaso, I think.
Yeah. So all the nosi kalim, of course, that's an open invitation. You know, no one can resist that, especially since in the Gemara Bava Kama, you know, it's just like so ripe for discussion, you know. So no one can resist. All the Achronim, everybody says, I know what Rabbeinu Yonah meant. So the Rosh doesn't like it. By the way, even the Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, they kind of rewrite the Rabbeinu Yonah too, or at least the Rosh. Rosh ends up suggesting that what? About
he agrees to the halacha that the mafkid is chayav in bior, but brings a different reason, which is that even though it's not in your rishus, the nifgad is like gives over his rishus for the mikadon, and it's also your bialos.
That's pretty wild. That's the Rush's idea.
Yeah.
According to the Rush, when the object that's being is the rishus of the nifgad. If you think it's, you know, that's his physical rishus or that's his legal rishus, I give him that at least. The Rush, for some reason, felt that in order to, like, well, let me take a step back. Rabbeinu Yonah seems like the most logical. All things being equal. He's like, what is that? Okay, that's tough. But the law itself, which is, oh, you have a clash between Shiloh and Birshuso, then the Shiloh, you know, is the bigger Bailim. Kabbalah Sakrai. This is a, you know, a secondary level. It's Rishus, or it's you know, quasi ownership. But at the end of the day, you know, the owner didn't give up his title. Even in Shoal, of course. He's the Bailim. Again, if he wants to give it to Hektish, I'm talking about Xos and some of the poskim aside, I mentioned it the other day. You know, Pikonuk Lechadisa B'shusa Demaris. I guess Rosh has a new take on what that means. So the idea that, again, the first day, which is that Achrayas or Rishus wins out, and I think it influenced Eitan a little bit. Right, Eitan? Eitan Kasevitz.
Yeah.
In his previous question. It's a little supported by him, right, Eitan? Yeah. So, but again, how do you explain the other shitas? That's my answer. But the point is, that's very mechudash. The second view of Ben Yonah, the Raya is mechudash. The shita itself, to me, seems like the easiest one to explain. But the Rosh, that of the Mafkin, correct, Binyamin? Okay, so that's also Mechudash. Anyway, Taz, he finds the most, and then he likes Rabbeinu Yonah better. But he wants to explain the Raya. So what he suggests in the end is something, the Rosh Hashanah makes actually reference to it. Eitan Sokolov, correct? He contrasts what he says with what the Taz says?
Yeah. I thought he also mentions the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he explains that.
Yeah, he has his own explanation. What's his explanation?
He says v'guna mibeis ish mibeis hektish. So the implication is that even though it's in the rishus of the, of the makdish, still it has a status of beis hektish.
That's what I mentioned before, right? Meaning the guna mibeis ish v'lo mibeis hektish means beigaza derachmana isa. So that's his way of explaining Rabbeinu Yonah's Raya. Okay, correct. But then at the end of the piece, he says, oh, and my take on Loimatze contrasts with that of the Taz. Right?
Yeah, and he says, Uvitaz Simtaf Memsev Kotendalik Pasav Gampian Lechalik and Rishim Lerabon and Lehepech Ein Sham. Yeah, I didn't see the Taz though.
Okay, so I'm just going to say the Taz Bikitsur. The Taz is somewhere in between, I guess, what I called, you know, 1A and 1B, or maybe it's 1C, which is certainly not what the Rosh Hashanah, again, the Chiddush of the Rosh Hashanah is that Lo Yimatze does not give you the equivalent of the Davar Gorlam Amakam Amandami. Right? The Taz says, basically, it does give you the equivalent, if somebody could get it open, if not, I'll read it. It does give you the equivalent, but only where the Chiddush applies. And here he imposes that limit on Gevulcha and Beisacha of Yisrael, but not Beis Ha'akum. Okay. In other words, he doesn't say what I thought the Balamor was saying, and maybe Tosis, but especially the Balamor. If you remember the other day, we read the Balamor at the end of the piece, where the Balamor talks about Yichud Makom. And the Balamor makes it clear that it's, you know, it could be Bebeit Secha, let's say, Be Yichud Makom, the eino matsui biyadecha. Not that the din of lo yimatzei, right, determines what constitutes beisecha. Right? And again, I think that's a shitaso, because for him, again, the whole achrayus of lo yimatzei, right, is the equivalent of kivshaso. And like we said the other day, meaning he's the extreme. He's not in the ones, he's not two, he's three. For sure, Balamor. So the Taz is not three. The Taz is not saying lo yimatzei. It doesn't have the objective criteria, but nonetheless, lo yimatzei doesn't need it. He's not saying that. He's not even fully saying what the Taz is saying. It sounds like wherever you do apply lo yimatzei as, you know, where you apply the chiddush of lo yimatzei, then you are going to say it's the equivalent of goron lemamon. Okay, let's say on the ones. And that's against the Rashash. Also, he just doesn't go so far as to say that when it comes to Hilchas Chametz and Baal Yiroah, right, we paskin Dover Agorin Lamamun Kimamun Dami. He says that's wrong. Even vis-a-vis Baal Yiroah, it's wrong. It's only if we're talking about Beso Shel Yisrael that Lo Yimatzei is the equivalent of Dover Agorin. But in Beso Shel Akum, where you don't have that pasuk, we just go back to the regular dinim of Dover HaGorim, whether it's Kimamon, hold on 1 second, or Lav Kimamon. Does anybody have it out? And it's just a good model in the kind of things that we're talking about, especially since, as I say, these three, or whatever you want to call it, structurally, apply to Rabbi Shmuel, to all the Lo Yimatzeis, etc. He says, oh, so what is the raya of Begunaf Mibaisa Yisrael Mibaisa Gana? Not like the Rashash. Kalei Chadisa Begazad Rahman. What's the raya? The raya is, you see from there that we paskin Dover Garn Lamaman Lav Kamaman Dami. So he says, if we paskin Dover Garn Lamaman Kamaman Dami, then we would apply the implications of that bein the base Yisrael, bein the base Nachri. But since we paskin Dover Goin Lamamun Lav Kamamun Dami, as evidenced by the Gunav Bibes Ha'ish V'lo Bibes Hakdesh, which is against Rav Shimon, so the only, you know, Kamamun Dami that we have is based on the Xeris HaKosov of Lo Yimatzei. If that's the case, then we should only apply it to Beso Shel Yisrael, not to Beso Shel Nachri. Okay, anybody have it or not? Tani, have it? Looks you looking reflective.
Yeah.
Here, where he gives the Vinir al Nias Daiti. He has some interesting comments before that. This is explanation of Rabbeinu Yonah.
Is died to the Tarot of Rabbi Yona, Shemafkid Chai Levar, Amrin and Dafe, Nichol Mandamar Dover Goron Mamon Kimamadami, Shemachi Mechamit Bachrais Yisrael Chai, Al Mandamar Lavkamadabi Maikamemar, Mashani Shani Hacha, the Merkra Limate, Yzebrainu.
That's of course just a quote of the Gemara. Now he's weighing in. Go ahead.
Yzebrainu that Torah Balkan, Lahutti Mimada Kaimon Ba'ama, Lav Kimamadami.
So if you stop there, it sounds like he's saying number one, that legabe chametz we paskin kemamadami, and certainly vis-a-vis saying option three, right, like the balamor, and vis-a-vis even saying kind of something like option two, which is what the Rashash is saying, he is saying number one, but the number one is very circumscribed. Go ahead.
is a man amar lav kamamon dami. Ad amar akasim bevatechem koi al chiddush pekan shezeh chiddush eno elo bevatechem lo bebeis akum. In the lochi like akasim ben beis yisra lo beis akum al shachamit shal akum v'achrayas al yisra kevin shu chiddush v'en lecha boi al chidusha.
Let's say you have Bailus Yisrael, not based on Davar Gar Lamam and Kamam Adami. Or if you were talking about Rab Shimon, who paskins Davar Gar Lamam and Kamam Adami. So then that would be a different story. Go ahead. The Hu Mamun Mamish Shal Yisrael, Ein Chiluk. Then you would say, Afilu Bebeis Akum Asur. By Beis Akum, you know, it's the absence of Rishus is a Chisaron. In this, he's saying like the Rashash. Right? Lack of Rishus will undermine you if you don't have absolute Bailus. I mean, I'm talking about Rishus Goy. Okay? Avalamanda Amar, Gor Lamama Kamama Dami. Go ahead. Behind Rab Shimon, you have it, Tani? Ein kan chidush machmas leim matzei. Nimtza. That means not just Dover Agor Lamamon, but even Shalom Mamish. Hein al Mamon Mamish. Hein al Gorim Mamon. Toshavin. Okay, in Chemtzo Mamish Shal Yisrael Bebeis Akum is Patur. He says, oh, that's the Mechilta. Lefizeh Shaper Kosov Rav Ben Yonah Lechayiv Hamafkid. Why? Ki hu posek Kaman Damar Gorim Lav Kaman Dami. Avotana de Mechilta obviously holds like Rav Shimon. He's a little pilpulish. Kaman Dami. Imele Yesh Kula Lamafkid Bebeis Hanif. If you hold like the Mechilta and it's based on Davar Gorim, and you're saying that Beis Akum is a Ptur, even if you hold Gorim Lamamon, then you'll say it even if it's Mamon or Lagamri. But if you paskin like the Bavli, then we don't paskin the Gorim Lamamon. And therefore, the din that it's Kilu Shalo is limited to Beis Yisrael. So then Beis Akum, considering that it's not Shiloh, will be Poter. It says, Ayin, how do you know all this? What's the Raya? Go ahead. Al Pize, Nichale, Niastaiti, Lefarish Divra Ben Yona, Shekasav Raya, Miperik Meruba. Why? Hainu Shekaimel, and Gorim Lamamon, Gav Kamamon. By quoting, that's his way of saying, well, we don't paskin Gorim Lamamon. If we don't paskin Gorim Lamamon, then it's a bit of a pilpul, but it's that's a time. But what I want from it, it's an interesting parish of Rabbeinu Yonah, but what I'm more interested in is contrasting. I'm interested in the phenomenon. What does Lealoyi Matzei do if you hold Davar Gorim Lamamon, Lav Kamamon? Compared with Dover Agor Lamamon. By the way, one other thing that emerges from both the Rashash and the Taz, which I think is highly disputable, especially based on the Shakavatari of our Gemara, and that is what? The assumption that if you hold Dover Agor Lamamon Kamamon Dami, that there's no distinction between that and Bailus Gemara. Right? After all, the Ben goes back. That's only a Havamina of the Gemara. No, the fact is a fact. It's only a Havamina of the Gemara that's consequential. And all you might say is being Megala that it's not in general. Or is the Gemara saying, in the second day at least, or maybe that's good for the Machlokas, first day and second day, could be. But it isn't so pashut in general to say that Davar Agor Lamamon Kamamon Dami. Even if you want to say that it's more than Dover Agor in the moment, Eno Kimbamandami, Yamayimatse, to say that it is Bailus Gemura, in my opinion, is a Chiddush. And not all Rishonim believe it. Certainly not all Deis in the Gemara believe it. Okay, so we need to keep our eye out also for what the Rishonim say. We already saw it with regard to Schiras. We've already seen it a little bit with regard to Kabbalah Zacharias, you know, the Baal HaMoor and other Rishonim. And now we're seeing it with regard to Gavra Gorim as well. What does Laimatze do? What effect does it have? So again, this is an interesting study in its own right, both phenomenologically, meaning when a particular halacha falls short of the normal standards, and then the, you know, some sort of exeris akasa is invoked, you know, to compensate, what is the nature of that compensation? Right, that's a very broad phenomenon in halacha. But the answer is not always the same, of course. But it's particularly, of course, important to our topic specifically because of its implications, you know, for the nature of Baal Yiroah and how it works. Okay. Having said that, you know what? I didn't get to the Re'ia parts. I guess we'll finish with that tomorrow and then we'll do some other things. But let me just spend another minute or two on this part since we're on it. The Rashash discusses the Kabbalah Zacharias issue. The other question, namely, what level is necessary? Right? Shomer Chinam, Shomer Zachar, Shoel. Right? As we already discussed yesterday. Yesterday. Just seems long ago. Right? That argument and the arguments between the Rambam and the Ravid, you know, again, are not technical arguments only. What level of achrayas, formal achrayas, or practical loss. But again, they go to the heart of this question. Do you need bailus? Do you need rishus? Or do you just need to care? Right? Because you're affected befoal. You know, if somebody's going to, you know, raid your bank account, confiscate your money, you know, because of this, so you're connected to it. You care about its fate. Because it's going to cost you money. Even if legally and formally, it doesn't belong to you, it's not sufficiently in your rishos, and so on. So these questions, onus, ratzon, level, as we discuss, are very, very critical. So the Rashash asks a very interesting question. Anybody saw it or not? And that is, if the Gemara is comparing to what? Doesn't that automatically mean that the level is onsin? Because that is the law in Davar Gor L'Mamon. What happens in Davar Gor L'Mamon? I'm makdish kachim shchai b'achriyuson. Right? I'm makdish a behema. It doesn't matter. Let's say it gets hit by lightning. Right? I have to bring another korban. That's a chrayas of onsin. How could there be a shita, right, of shomer chinam? And there is the bahag, the day in the rush, right, others. And how could there be a shita of shomer sachar? That's a simple reading of our Gemara. And that's Shitas Rambam. Shitas most Balitosis. Why aren't we insistent upon, you know, Rashi and Bab Metzia and so on, that it's Dafka Otsin? in order to match davar gor lamamon kamamon dami. Right? So it could be, one way to answer this question could be, that's also part of the transition in the Gemara. That's if we had concluded that Kabbalah Zacharias is necessary, I'm sorry, the Kabbalah Zacharias triggers by Rabbi Matzeh on the basis only of Davar Gor Lamamon Kamamon Dami. I mean, it is possible to say that if you take that view in the Gemara, I mean, there is no such view, let's say it that way, that question in the Gemara, then in Achanami. Once the Gemara introduces Lo Yimatzei as compensation, right, it's still a good question. So again, it's just exactly what we've been talking about. If Lo Yimatzei determined that in this context, you know, comprehensively or in a more targeted way, in this context, you know, Davar Gor Lamamon is Kamamon Dami, then in Achanami, if the implication of Davar Gorim is Achrayas of Onsin, then that's the case. But if we say that Lo Yimatzei tells us it's good enough to have Rishus, you don't need Bailus, right? Or even more, that any kind of relationship, even less formal, is sufficient to trigger Bali Rabbi Matzeh, right? Then there's no problem whatsoever. Okay? Behu Adin, you know, a little less so on the second day of the Gemara. But that's not what the Rashash, interestingly, says. What does he say? Says that with regard to the question of Achrayas, maybe it's true. I mean, Davar Gor Lamamon means Onsim. But if Onsim is Chayiv, then everything else is Chayiv too. What's really Koveya in Davar Gor Lamamon for certain other dinim is the fact that you also pay with his financial wear and tear. Like, let's say, he's trying to bring a raya from Truma. Like in Hilchos Truma, if you have Avdei Tzon Barzel or your Socher, you know, Behema, Socher Behema is something we saw already, that the Sugya in Avodah Zarah, that's also mentioned here in Vav Mud Aleph. So he says, with regard to Trumas Maisras, where you need Mamish Kedidei, there, right, that applies even to the value of the object. So let's say nothing physically happened to the Chafetz. Right? You don't even return it back, and you haven't done enough. You have to make up for the financial value. Let's say there's inflation or the wear and tear that isn't a shinui, right? You'll pay for that as well. Where Davar Gor Lamamon doesn't require that level, but it only requires the level of Achrayas, in Achanami, it includes Onsim, but Achrayas is Achrayas. Interesting shita. Right? That's the Rashash. So that, of course, is very interesting in light of our discussion the other day of which model of Shomer. Right? What we're trying to say is, if it's according to the Mandamar that it is Shoel, it's a Din of Bailus. Kolanos Shalom. If it's Shomer Chinam, if it's the Rambam's version of Shomer Chinam, Pashea Kemazik. It sounds like, you know, a very minimal, you care about, you're responsible for, you have some yachas with the chefetz, but it's not really midin achrayas even. It's less than achrayas, right? It's more about rotza b'kiyumo, I guess, or having some sort of, you know, chiyuv alav. And if it's in between, either because, let's say, shomer chinam is not midin poshei kemazik, maybe it's kabbalas achrayas le'inyan, implicit kabbalas achrayas le'inyan pshia, and maybe shoel is also viewed as kabbalas achrayas. Just, you know, there's a correlation between how much is chayvus and how much benefit, or how much benefit, how much is chayvus, let's say, how much achrayas. So then you could say that it's all one, it's all achrayas. But the bigger point I wanted to make was that I don't think that this is so obvious at all, even if you're talking on a pure achrayas level. So I think that even in achrayas, there are two types. One is the achrayas, which is short of being bailus, but I say is kind of birshus. It happened birshuscha, you know, there is some sense that, you know, if you aren't actually responsible through psia or choser shmira, nonetheless, it happened birshuscha, not only under your watch, but, you know, vis-a-vis this din, it's in your rishus. And then there's another kind of achrayas, which, as I mentioned the other day, is more like an insurance company, right? No one thinks that the insurance company, you know, has any relationship to the property. It's a pure chayvus, like a chiyuv hashava. Like, I guarantee, you know, the return of the property, you know, under these conditions. Or I guarantee remuneration. I'll give you $100 if this happens. Right? That's only a befall relationship. So you could have thought that gufa depends, even if it's all achrayas, on the level of achrayas. There are two types of achrayas. This is an issue also in Dover Agor and the Mamon to Mamon Dami. Like, when you are a, when you're Makdash Behema, it's Kachim Shechai Bachriyus, right? And then something happens to the Behema. Do you pay because you're replacing the Behema? You pay for the Behema that was lost? Or you pay because you weren't able to implement your neder? And therefore, Lemaisa, Befoal, you've got to, you're not replacing the animal, you're substituting, not for the heftza that's gone, you have no relationship to that, but it's a way of discharging your chovas agavra. The more we look at it that way, the less it has anything to do with bailus. Right? That might be what the Gemara means in the second day of the Gemara exactly, meaning this is a chiyuv achrayas, or hashava, or something like that. The haraya, the ben, goes back. You don't have a relationship to the ben. Or no, just means you do have a relationship, just you're not the prime bailim, or you have a relationship in some rishos. So I think that the issues that the Rashash again brings out in terms of achrayas versus bailus, and where you draw the line, both in bailus and in different types, different models or paradigms of achrayas, all of these are very, very important. Okay, so let's stop here. I'm going to start tomorrow going back to the issue of Lo Yira'eh and Gvulcha, because I want to talk about some of the Ha'aros of Sefer Mitzvah Sajagon, both in Minyan Mitzvos as well as in how many Mechayvim there are, etc. Very quickly, we'll try to do that. you know, make sure you look at the Rosh and Siman Dalet and the things that he looks at that we talked about. Of course, the Ritva and Rabbeinu David here, Rashi on Dav Vav Amud Aleph, on, you know, person's going to be away, is going to be back in time, you know, if he leaves prior to Shloshim Yom, the Rashi on Chaf Aleph. So let's start with that, just to get, conclude with that part of it, and his take on the Ramban and the Psadrigon. And then I want to move back to, you know, some of the issues of Yisrael and Yisrael, discuss more about the Rush and some of these questions and issues, including more. So I'll send in to just a couple more Marmakomos. You know, let me see if I can find it. I had it written down, so it's just easier than making it up from my head. Just one sec. Oh, yeah, I did found it. Okay. Just to add to what we did already, the Yerushalmi base base, which is what the Rosh Hashanah quotes, itani tani lo yiroa until Kerub Shimon. Also, just look at Bava Kama, Ayin Aleph on the base. Excuse me. Starting from Shor Niskal until Kimamon Dami. Tosus there, Dibra Maska Vesavar. And if you get a chance, the Ramban in Kuntristina de Garmi, starting from Ishtakach Hashta until Ishvuas Bitui. And the Ravid in the Shita of Kubetzis in the beginning of Hamafgid in Bamatsiya, Lamed Dalad Omer Aleph, page 192, column 2 in the old Shita of Kubetzis. That's the ones that I use for frame of reference. And the Ksos, Shinpei Vav Zion. And just as a contrast, I already alluded to the people in, who are in the Shir during Shavuos will remember this. The Rajba is kind of a foil to the Ramban. In Shavuos, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, his take on there being another Dover Gor in the Mamon, very quickly. Again, if you want to look at a broader take on this, also just look at Bab Metzia and Nunvav Amud Aleph, other cases of Gor in the Mamon. And the Gemara Nun Chesam and Aleph, Bava Kama Tzadi Chesam and Aleph, Bava Kama Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah, and the Gemara Ayin Vav, and the Gemara Sanhedrin Kufi Beis. Just other examples of Dvar Gorim. Again, I don't want to spend so much time on it. Mostly things that we've already said, but to apply them a little bit more. Okay, so that's for tomorrow at 1 o'clock.